Five.
No, two hits of the
four, three, two.
Okay, I started too soon. I'm sorry.
Welcome to episode 8 of the 1056 Sports Podcast. I'm Trent.
Hey.
Here with Jay and Bill.
I'm Jared.
Yeah, we have a special episode of just NBA today. We had the NBA lottery recently in the NBA playoffs. We're going to cover a lot in the NBA. Last night was the lottery. And with the number one pick, we have the New Orleans Pelicans. And we get the number one pick, the Pelicans. We have 2, Memphis, 3, New York, 4, the Lakers jump up, 5, Cleveland, 6, Phoenix. That one really hurt. 7, Chicago, 8, Atlanta, 9, Washington, 10, Atlanta, which comes from Dallas, 11, Minnesota, 12, Charlotte, 13, Miami, and 14, Boston via Sacramento. So what is our initial reactions? Anyone? Any initial reactions to the lottery?
I feel bad for Zion and the Knicks.
Why?
Because Zion has to waste his career in New Orleans, and the Knicks, man, they just need something. They need something to go their way.
Man, the Knicks are terrible. And they're gonna get Kevin Durant, Kyrie, and AD. That's the plan this offseason. It's not gonna fail. There's no way it will fail.
Yeah, they're definitely gonna get all those guys. I can really see that happening.
You don't think Kevin Durant's gonna want to go play for the Knicks along with Kyrie, and then they're gonna trade for AD?
They're not trading for AD.
I don't know. I mean, the pick number 3 would be a very valuable asset for a trade. You could center a trade around pick number 3 to New Orleans to get Anthony Davis. It's going to take a lot more than just pick 3, I would guess. And then, I mean, maybe if you're New Orleans, you could draft Zion. And if you want to get rid of Anthony Davis and restart there, you make Zion your face of the franchise. And then maybe you could draft his buddy RJ at 3. So
I am happy for Memphis and Ja Morant, though.
Oh, wow.
No, that's a back-end comment. Don't fall for this.
Oh.
I'm happy because Ja Morant, he can waste his career in Memphis. Hey,
there it is.
Dang.
Ha!
You can't overrated. For it.
No, he's not.
I'm a Ja Morant fan.
Maybe they'll draft RJ, and then the Knicks can draft Ja Morant.
There was actually a report saying Memphis is like almost guaranteeing they're going to draft Ja Morant now if he's there at 2. I mean, there's obviously...
That's such a good pick.
There's plenty of time. The draft isn't until, I believe, June 20th. And there's plenty of time to change that pick. But right now it looks like picks 1 and 2 are already determined. Zion's going to go 1 and Ja Morant's going to go 2. But, of course, there is the talks that Zion doesn't want to play for the Pelicans, and some people think he may go back to Duke. He does have until June 10th to back out of the draft and go to Duke.
I say he should do that.
No, he shouldn't. That would be a terrible
I think he
decision.
Should too.
That's a terrible decision. You do
I
not turn down a bunch of money to go play in the NBA.
It's you do about, if it's in New Orleans.
It's about the environment. I mean, exactly. Exactly what he just
said. Yeah, but the thing is, New Orleans, everybody gets New Orleans a bunch of crap. But here's the thing. This is a different front office than the one that upset Anthony Davis. This is a different front office than the one that upset Chris Paul. You have David Griffin, who built a winner in Cleveland. You have a bunch of new guys. You have
the new training staff. Did he really build a winner in Cleveland, or did he just have LeBron?
He built a team around him. But let's be honest. Did LeBron have anything those first few years? When did LeBron win a championship in Cleveland? When David Griffin
when he went to Miami.
When David Griffin was in Cleveland and then they helped down a little bit, yeah. It was, I mean, his first few years, it was LeBron James carrying a team of like a Sedronis Ogauskas. I don't even know if I pronounced that right because no one cares. Because no one cares who was on that team. Yeah. Anderson Varejão was like the second best player on the team. And then...
You're talking about a team I don't even know about. I don't even know these people.
Well, there you go. David Griffin's a good GM. He's actually the executive vice president.
He's overrated,
basketball
just like Ja Morant.
Basketball operations. He will be just fine in New Orleans. And Ja Morant will go most likely 2. And this opens up the door to maybe Mike Conley finally being traded out of Memphis. Like they could hit the full reset button, go with Jaren Jackson, and then trade Mike Conley out of it.
If you think Ja Morant's overrated, let me hear an ah.
That was just one. Okay. There's 5 people in the room. He's outnumbered.
But anyways, there's a lot of suitors that could get Mike Conley. The Lakers could get Mike Conley if they wanted him, if they think he would get fit. I don't think that's a good fit with LeBron. The Jazz were interested in Mike Conley at the trade deadline, so it makes sense for them to pursue him. And then the Suns could maybe go for John Morant, Mike Conley. And they could use maybe pick 6, T.J. Warren and Tyler Johnson. And then maybe some more to acquire Mike Conley.
Why do you want Phoenix to take Ja Morant so bad?
I just said they should trade for Mike Conley.
They don't need a point guard.
Yes, they do.
They need everything.
Their point guard last year was
Petty Prayer.
DeAndre Melton.
Who?
Yeah, that's who their point guard was. That's who their point guard was, DeAndre Melton. And Mike Conley would be a veteran presence. He's a good facilitator. He can score when need to, but he's not the guy that – he doesn't have to be the lead guy. You have Devin Booker who can score. You have Mike Conley who can facilitate and is a good defensive player, so now you don't have to ask Devin Booker to play defense at all, which is not his specialty. I mean, it's a lot of options there for him. And that's one potential trade. But, I mean, the biggest issue here, like we already touched on a little bit, is the fact that with the Pelicans getting the number one pick, that really hurts some of these teams because the Knicks and the Lakers and some of these other teams want to pick one, or for the Pelicans not to get a high draft pick because they wanted to use some of these picks to trade for Anthony Davis. And now that the Pelicans already have pick one, I mean, they don't even have to trade Anthony Davis. I think they will, but, I mean, they have a pretty good bargaining chip to tell Anthony Davis, hey, let's stay. You have Zion Williamson coming to help.
You will think they'll still get rid of him?
Yes.
They're getting rid of him? He's not trying to leave?
Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying to leave, but they'll get rid of him. That's the point. Like, he's already said he's going to go. I don't think he'll stay. I mean, he could. I mean, you could convince him and say, hey, you might finally have a superstar here in New Orleans to help you out.
Where does he fit in if not with the Pelicans? Excuse me.
I would say the Knicks or the Lakers would be his top two choices. So, I don't know if they fit well. I don't know if he fits well with LeBron necessarily in L.A. I think that's just you're just pairing two superstars because
LeBron don't fit with any superstar. Unless it's Kyrie, but Kyrie was building up to be a superstar.
So I don't know if Kyrie necessarily fits well with LeBron. I don't.
And that is why they split up, because he became a superstar.
LeBron fits well with a team that spaces the floor and shoots threes.
Let's be honest, and Kyrie doesn't fit with anybody.
Why does Kyrie not fit? Why does he not fit with any superstar?
Not just any superstar, he doesn't fit.
You said with any superstar.
I said he doesn't fit with anybody.
Okay.
Because. Okay.
That's the whole league.
That's a top 10 player. You're just like kicking out of the league.
I'm not kicking him out of the league. I'm just saying.
But he doesn't fit with anybody.
He can't lead a team, obviously, because you see what happened in Boston. And regardless of whose fault it is.
I honestly think the thing in Boston is an issue with too many people, like too many Chiefs. Yeah, Terry Rozier kind of stepping in as well. And Terry Rozier was on TV today or yesterday, something like I said something. I know Bill has some opinion on that.
Yeah, I just can't. Like, he really just came on the air and exposed himself as the problem with the whole team.
I wouldn't say the problem with the whole team, but definitely a problem.
Yeah, it's like he's the main issue with it because he was talking about I and me and he didn't get the ball and he couldn't show his own skills and stuff.
Yeah, he thought he was ready to be a starter because of the previous season playoffs run where Kyrie wasn't healthy and he took over. I don't know if
Terry doesn't want to work with Kyrie. He wants to work against him. And then he kept saying Kyrie – and I forgot the other guy's name he kept saying, but he was against them too, and it was him and Jason Tatum. And I guess Jason Tatum feels the same way that Terry Rozier does.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of issues going on there. I think there's a lot of – yeah, it's one of those situations, maybe too many Chiefs, you know, thinking they're in charge of the team. No one's sure whose team it is. Is it Kyrie's team? Is it
– Exactly.
Is it – Jason Tatum's team. Apparently, Terry Rozier thinks it should be his team, which should not be his team.
No, it shouldn't.
I don't know. I think if Rozier ends up leaving, I think this hurts Rozier.
He said he's ready to leave. Like,
yeah, I think that's is true. He did say he was leaving. I think this hurts Rozier.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want him on my team.
Yeah, I think that could maybe hurt him. I mean, first of all, I wasn't sure he's a starting point guard in this league, anyways. But I do think this hurt him. I don't know how. Somebody's going to have a problem with what he said.
Yeah, definitely. I'm pretty sure everybody did.
I mean, we have a lot more moves, too. I mean, not only that, I mean, it looks like Kyrie's going to leave, too. I mean, this could be a problem for the Celtics in general if Rozier doesn't want to come back and then Kyrie leaves as well. Because Kyrie does have a player option. He will most likely opt out. Even if he wants to come back to the Celtics, he'll want a max deal. And
does he deserve it?
I mean, somebody's going to give it to him. It's not really a who does he deserve it to say. He's going to get a max deal. Probably with the Knicks, most likely.
So what if the Celtics go out and get Kemba Walker?
I mean, it wouldn't be a bad replacement. I don't know. I don't know how well he fits, maybe, because he's a scoring point guard, and it looks like maybe you need a – if Rozier would want to come back and be the starting point guard and realize, hey, you're not the main guy, you're not the second guy, you know, you need to facilitate, I think Kemba would be a fun player maybe for the Mavericks with Luka Doncic down there. That'd be a fun idea. Yeah. But, I mean, that, and he's very well linked to the Mavericks. I mean, I'd also be interested in Kemba maybe coming to Phoenix just because they need a point guard, but I don't think that would happen. I don't know how that would – we would be one of the worst defensive teams in the league if he goes to Phoenix because Kemba and Devin Booker are not going to be able to shut anybody down on the perimeter. I mean, if I were to look at it, I mean, maybe Kemba and Devin Booker could score with Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum, but I don't think they could stop doing Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum, or same thing with Steph and Clay.
Yeah, you know, so right.
That would be the thing that bothers me. But Kemba would be – I mean, he would be an interesting in the Celtics. It's not like if you can sign Kemba Walker, you don't necessarily tell him no.
Yeah.
I just
want to see him go somewhere and win.
I think if he went to Dallas, that would really turn around that team maybe. That could maybe be a move that they needed to turn that team around. I don't know if it would be this next year, but maybe the 2020-2021 season. That would be it.
How many more years does he have as an elite point guard, though?
He is a smaller guard, and small point guards in the NBA do have shorter shelf lives than most. I mean, look at Isaiah Thomas. He was literally 2 weeks away just about from a big payday and fell apart.
I would almost say that he is a system point guard.
Who?
Isaiah Thomas.
I mean, he definitely benefits from the Brad Stevens offense system that he was in. I mean, it was a system, and I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, it's a lot of – if we're being honest, a lot of players are system players. If you're not LeBron James or Giannis or somebody, you're probably not a system – you're probably a system guy. You just benefit from the system being built around you. I mean, if we're being us, you maybe argue Steph Curry's a system point guard, even though he's one of the best players, because look in the system that Golden State plays.
What are the chances Isaiah Thomas comes back to Boston?
I mean, he may come back, but he's not going to be the starter. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to rank that. I'm not going to rank that. I mean, maybe it's a possibility.
It depends on who else comes with him.
But, I mean, that's an injury risk. He's going to come back for a small deal. Again, he's not going to – they're not going to, like
– But he loves Boston.
He does, and Boston loves him. So, I mean, it's a natural marriage. It's just – it's unfortunate because Isaiah was going to get his payday. I mean, he's still making decent money because he's in the NBA, but he was literally just a few weeks away from getting, you know,
getting a franchise.
Yeah, getting a big contract, like being set for life, setting his family up for life and everything. But you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes. Bad hip, small guard, and that's why Kemba's going to leave Charlotte and he's definitely going to sign a big deal. That's why you're going to see Kyrie opt out and sign a big deal. That's why you will see a lot of these guys sign a large deal.
Like just Clay?
Clay is actually an unrestricted free agent. He's not going to have to opt out. He's going to be a free agent no matter what. And the Warriors can't do anything. If he signs with anyone, they're gone. He's not a restricted free agent. They don't own his offer sheet. So,
do you think he'll leave?
No.
Why?
I think he likes Golden State too much. It's perfect for his system. He's a great player. He could probably lead a team, but him being in Golden State is just perfect. Him and Steph, even if Kevin Durant leaves.
They talk about that in the locker room? Like, sit there and talk about their contract? And
maybe not in the locker room in front of everybody, but I feel like...
they definitely discuss it. Yeah. I'm sure they discuss it.
I feel like KD's the odd man out anyways. I felt like he never felt like he was a part of the team.
Yeah. I mean, if we're being honest... Kevin Durant's the best player on the Warriors, but Steph Curry is the Warriors. And if you had to ask who they're going to pick, they're going to pick Steph Curry because that offensive system was designed for Steph Curry. Steph Curry revolutionized the NBA because, he made a lot of three-pointers. So they spread out everyone and, you know, shot a bunch of threes. And then Kevin Durant came in there. And while he's probably the better player, and if you had to ask who you want to build a franchise around, who you're going to pick, you're probably going to pick Kevin Durant. You're not going to pick Steph Curry until KD's off the board.
Is he the best player in the league?
KD?
Yes.
Maybe. I mean, maybe now, but I don't think it's going to matter in a year from now because I think it's going to end up being Giannis in like a year and a half.
Yeah.
At the latest, Giannis is going to be the best player in the NBA. I mean, that's the thing. KD may never be the best player. He may just be always number two. He may just get leapfrogged by Giannis.
That's tough. That's
Bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, no. But I mean, he's not even trying to go after number one player in the league anyway.
I don't think Kevin Durant cares. He does not. I don't know. He seems to. He acts like he doesn't care, but then again, he has a bunch of burner accounts on Twitter. So, So I mean, I guess it's hard. Kevin Durant's a hard person to read. Even the media people like say, don't trust what Kevin Durant says now because in a week from now he'll change his mind. You don't honestly know what. No one knows what Kevin Durant's going to do in a month from now. Or 2 months from now.
Would you say that LeBron is still a top five player?
Yes. If healthy.
So you think he had an off year because of his health?
I mean, he did hurt his groin. I think he came back because they struggled, and maybe he came back a little too early.
I don't think the chemistry was there.
Yeah. I think, and like I said, I think we referenced it a little bit, just like you need a bunch of shooters around LeBron. No one on that team's really a shooter. They're a bunch of slashers and, you know, just drivers. And so, I mean,
I think everybody kind of wanted Lonzo to be, but that's not it.
Yeah, Lonzo's not a shooter. I mean, that's the thing. So would you take right now, LeBron or KD?
KD, yeah.
I mean, I would take KD too. I guess if we're building a franchise, just because he's younger, but not by a whole lot, really. This is like, it's crazy to think LeBron isn't as old as we think. I think of him like being close to 40. He's only like 33, 34.
LeBron is.
Yeah, he's.
I thought he was like 36.
No, he's not that old. He's only like 4.5 years older than Steph Curry. Because he came that's out. Wild. He
how
came
old
out
is KD?
29. Maybe I'll look. But he's
that's
not,
wild to think he's in his 20s still.
Well,
he's 20. I think honestly, KD's 29, but. Yeah, LeBron's like 4 years older, 4 or 5 years older than Steph Curry because he came out in high school and then Steph Curry played 4 years in college. So that really, you know, kind of maximizes that. Kevin Durant turned 30 this year. He'll be 31 this year in September.
Okay.
So he's 30. So, yeah, but I mean, going back to KD, where do you think he'll end up? Like, if he does leave Golden State?
The Knicks.
I think it'll be the Knicks. You got a prediction for us, Bill? No?
I'm going with you.
I just don't think you'll see – I just think, though, while KD may come back, I think the system is perfect for Steph and Klay. I mean, they're 27-1, 28-1 in their last so many games without KD when Steph plays. So they're obviously doing something right. Here's a fun trivia question for you. Who was the first person to hit 300 three-point shots in an NBA season?
Steph Curry.
But how many did he make? 402. So not only was he the first person to ever make 300, he hit 402. So, yeah, Steph Curry revolutionized the game. And
in one season?
Yeah, he hit 402 in, like, 2015, 2016. That's the most ever. Yeah, James Harden hit 378 this year, though. So, I mean, it's showing you how the game's changed.
Yeah.
And that system is built for Steph and Klay. And while Kevin Durant obviously works in that system because they're doing pretty well and he's a good shooter, that system was designed for Steph Curry, not Kevin Durant. And so I do think KD may leave. I'm not sold to him leaving, but one guy that I have no idea will go, where he'll go, is Kawhi Leonard. He has a player option in Toronto. Toronto took a shot on him. I mean, they're hoping he stays. I mean, if they win an NBA championship.
I feel like he is.
If they win an NBA championship, it'd be tough. If that bounce in the Game 7 against the Philly goes the other way, and then they go to overtime and Philly wins, and, you know, the Raptors are out in the second round, I'd look for Kawhi to be leaving then.
But who would he leave for?
The Clippers or the Lakers.
Why would you leave Toronto for the Clippers, though?
Close to home. He wants to be close to home. It's one of those things. He's from the California area. So he's bought a house in California recently this past year. So there's a lot of...
Oh, he's definitely leaving.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, he's bought a house. Like, I don't know where exactly, but it's in California. And so, I mean, it looks a lot like Kawhi wants to leave. Kawhi forced his way out of San Antonio because he wanted to be in L.A. He tried to force his trade to L.A. And
so LeBron and Kawhi Leonard.
I don't know if he'll play for the Lakers. He may play for the Clippers.
That would suck, man. Barely make the playoffs every year.
If they had Kawhi Leonard, they're not going to be the 8 seed.
You're right.
They're not going to be the 8. Yeah. Which, I mean, the 6 in the West is a pretty good team this year. I mean, it was the Thunder, so. And the Thunder was a pretty solid team. It was a pretty solid team. No. We both had them making the Western Conference Finals. We thought they could make it.
We did.
We can't say they weren't that good of a team. We both thought they were doing decent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got – and then, you know, moving on, while the lottery may be fine, we have some other free – I mean, DeMarcus Cousins. Where's DeMarcus Cousins going to go? Does he come back to Golden State on another one-year deal, or does he – I mean, there's a lot of talk that he can end up in L.A. with LeBron.
I don't see that happening.
I do think DeMarcus. I don't think Boogie will be back.
No, he's not coming back to Golden State, but I don't think he'll go to the Lakers.
I don't know where else he would go, though.
With him.
I don't know where he'll go. Interesting option, I think, for the Lakers maybe would be Nikola Vucevic, the center from the Magic, if the Magic can't lock him down an unrestricted free agent and could very well fit in the LeBron system. Guy who doesn't necessarily need the ball, who can space it out a little bit, will rebound for LeBron. I mean, that's perfect. And then, of course, a couple other well, I guess two really, is we have Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. I don't think both come back to Philly. I think you form a big three. One of them's going to leave, and I think Tobias Harris is the one that stays.
I think. So you think Jimmy Butler's out?
Yeah, I actually have a feeling Jimmy Butler may end up in Sacramento.
Why Sacramento?
So there's like some ties to Sacramento. There's like a bunch of reports saying he may end up in Sacramento. He's wanted to play in California. And Sacramento's got a good young team. He could be the lead guy there. That's the thing with Jimmy Butler is he seems like he wants to be the guy.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get that in the Lakers with LeBron. He may go there. He may go to the Clippers. But if they get Kawhi, then you're not the guy because it's Kawhi's team. And the talk is he could end up maybe in Sacramento and be the guy and build around De'Aaron Fox, Marvin Bagley, and then Jimmy Butler is, like I said, the number one guy in Sacramento, at least for a couple of years. And that'd be an interesting – I mean, that's an interesting decision. And one more person I want to talk about just for personal reasons is D'Angelo Russell. Is he guard from the Nets. He may end up in Phoenix. I would like that. I mean, let's hope Phoenix gets – D'Angelo Russell. If not, I hope they trade for Mike Conley. Maybe they sign Darren Collison or Patrick Beverley is like one of their main backup plans. They need a point guard that can pass the ball and play defense, and these guys would pretty much fit the bill.
So you think he's leaving Boston?
Wow. Brooklyn?
The Knicks, yeah.
Nets, yeah. No, but a man can hope. I think he'll leave. I think he'll stay in Brooklyn. I don't think the Nets will allow him to leave. So, I mean, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I do believe that the Brooklyn Nets will do everything in their power to keep D'Angelo Russell. They did sign Spencer Dinwiddie back, but on kind of a cheaper deal. So that would allow for them to give D'Angelo Russell a big deal. And then moving on, before we wrap up, let's talk a little bit about the NBA playoffs. We have the Warriors playing the Trailblazers, currently up 1-0, and then we have the Bucks and Raptors going on right now as we record. Do we have any predictions or anything we want to talk about from the playoffs or what we think will happen in the conference finals?
Well, I have hopes, and I hope the Raptors and the Trailblazers end up going to the finals and they go back and forth with each other.
It would be lovely.
It'd be fun to see the Trailblazers in the finals, but I don't think it's going to happen. And, I mean, the one great thing here for the Trailblazers is the fact that Kevin Durant is out with a leg injury. No one knows when he'll come back and if he'll even be 100%. But if you're the Warriors and you keep winning, you sit Kevin Durant until he's healthy. You don't play him if he's not. So I do think I think that'll be a fun series if Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum can shoot. I mean, yeah. Damian's kind of struggled shooting. CJ McCollum carried them against the Nuggets. I mean, there was even that four overtime game against the Nuggets Rodney Hood was the hero, but CJ McCollum kind of carried him, it felt like. So it'll be a fun series. I honestly don't think the Trailblazers have enough to keep up with the Warriors.
I think they've already played their best game.
Yeah, I do feel like they're really good, and I love Damian Lillard, and I feel like even though everyone would say he's a superstar, I feel like somehow he's still undervalued.
Yeah,
which is what's crazy. I feel like he's honestly he's a top 10 player.
Yeah,
but
believe it.
You wouldn't think that until you actually sit down and it's like, wow, Damian Lillard.
You gotta watch him play.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think that a guy can be a superstar and undervalued. It's almost not fair. So,
I think the Trailblazers could play great and the Warriors could play good and the Trailblazers could still win.
You mean the Warriors could still win?
No.
The Trailblazers
could win.
Okay. I mean, I do. I'm not saying the Trailblazers have no shot. I just feel like there's a lot.
It feels like they don't have a shot, though.
Yeah, I mean, hey, sometimes that's what you need is a bad team. You're just like, hey, there's nothing. We have nothing to lose. Everyone's expecting us to get swept.
Right.
Let's go out there and play with, play loose and just, hey, if we lose, we lose. Who cares? We were supposed to.
Y'all thinking to go 7 games?
If I had to pick, I'd say 6 at most, probably 5.
If the Trailblazers are going to win it, it's going to go to 7.
Yeah, it would. If it goes, it's got to go 7 for the Trailblazers. I think the Warriors win at 5.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. And then moving on, we have the Bucks and Raptors. I have the Raptors winning. As of right now, the Bucks are up 5 with 6 minutes left. So, I mean, pretty good game going on.
Who won the first game?
This is game one.
This is game one. Okay. Haven't been updated.
Who do you think will win this and why?
Toronto.
So you're changing your pick.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Trust me, I've changed my picks back and forth. I almost wanted to say the Bucks before the series. And I think I'm gonna stick with the Raptors though. I like Kawhi too much.
That's what I'm.
I think Kawhi's been there and done that. The Bucks are
young,
and while I say this knowing that Kyle Lowry has struggled in the playoffs, he does have a lot, some few games that we don't talk about because it's more fun to say Kyle Lowry's chokes in the playoffs. Yeah. But I think if you were to take Kawhi off the Raptors and Giannis off the Bucks, who would win? I may give the slight edge to the Raptors because of how good Pascal Siakam has ended up being.
Yeah.
It would be a fun series without those two, but it's even more fun with those two. Here's the one thing that kind of sways me and why I think Kawhi may be the key to this series is that this season, Kawhi has guarded Giannis on ball 31 times. So he's been guarding Giannis, and Giannis has only taken 3 shots because Giannis can't get a shot off against him. That's not counting tonight's game. I have no idea how many times he shot it. I haven't looked. But here's another thing with the Raptors, and this may actually change my opinion of the Raptors are better without Kawhi and Giannis better without Kawhi. Per 100 possessions, how many points better are the Raptors with Kawhi on the court? Per 100 possessions. This is an average. This isn't like, you know, anything special, but any guess?
I couldn't even give you a number.
Yeah, 27 points per 100 possessions better with Kawhi Leonard plays. It's a pretty big deal. He's insane. Best two-way player in the league.
Absolutely.
Going to shut you down. His hands are ginormous.
How do you find these stats?
I have a very boring life.
Well, y'all know now.
Yeah, I sit around until this podcast happens, and I just read stats because I have no friends.
That's beautiful, though.
Thank you.
We're not friends.
I don't know. Are we?
Dang, we just got downplayed.
Well, you are the one who called me Pluto.
But he's still in the solar system.
He's not a planet anymore.
He's not a planet, but he's in his own specification as dwarf planet.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. And that's still a backhanded comment.
There's only a few dwarf planets, but there's plenty of planets.
Did you say there's only one dwarf planet?
No, there's only a couple.
Not just a couple.
All right, so before we wrap this up, I want to ask a question.
You are rare, son.
Who ends up having the best career? Zion, RJ, or John Morant?
You want to go first, Bill?
I'm going with Zion as long as he stays healthy. I mean, he's already a fan favorite, so...
Like, being a fan favorite has nothing to do with having the best career.
He's going
to
sell more jerseys. Let's go.
He's going to make the most money at it.
Like Philadelphia Philly talk right there.
Steph Curry, don't get me wrong, all-time great player. But we do slightly overvalue him just to do how popular he is.
Fan favorite.
Yeah. So, I mean, the fan favorite does play into like how we view people's careers and the fact that Damian Lillard's stuck in Portland where he doesn't give a ton of media attention and he's much better than some people give him credit for. Damian Lillard's better than Kyrie Irving. So
I'm a Dame fan, and I only seen 2 Trailblazers games.
Like, yeah, because they never play, and they're always good, and they don't play on national TV. Exactly. If I had to pick, I'm gonna say RJ has a better career than Zion.
We've talked about this before, though.
Yeah, RJ.
I knew you would say
RJ,
that.
But here's the thing: we can't come back in a year after the rookie year and say, "Oh man, all these players, man." RJ had a better career. This is a 10 to 15 year guess.
Yeah.
And I'm projecting in 5 years if RJ develops a jump shot. And
dang.
That he will have a better career than those two. I think Ja's going to be just fine. I like Ja a lot, and we joke about him on the podcast. I think he'll be a great player, but I don't think he'll necessarily be. I wouldn't necessarily write him down as a Hall of Fame player right now.
Ja Morant?
Yeah, I would write him down as like that second tier maybe at best. If he's a Russell Westbrook, that's great. I don't think, but here's the if,
is, see
if
like
you take
that, no.
If Russell Westbrook is a Hall of Fame player, is it just because he had a bunch of triple doubles?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think Russell Westbrook probably gets in the Hall of Fame at the end of his career if he keeps up what he's doing, but because of the counting stats. But if Ja has a similar career to Russell, that's a pretty good career. Not in the sense of him getting a bunch of triple doubles, just being an athletic point guard that also passes the ball. Because Ja could easily average 7-8 assists a game as a rookie year. And, I mean, and that's being lean because I don't know who's going to score for the Grizzlies next year. So, I mean.
I could see that if he was in Phoenix for sure.
And I guess that wraps up everything.
No, we're not ending on that.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No. That's a low blow. I feel like I could go take jump shots. I feel like I would get like 5 to 6 looks for the Phoenix Suns right now because I don't know who's playing point guard for them.
I just realized you're wearing a Phoenix Sun shirt.
Yeah, I wear it because when in 3 years when we're good, I want people to know that I've been on this team my whole life.
I can tell you. That's an old shirt right
Thank
there.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you, yeah. Vintage. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. If we start year one of my guarantee right here is 2019-2020 season, give me five seasons, I guarantee the Phoenix Suns win an NBA championship.
Whoa.
Guarantee it. The Phoenix Suns, they're going to win. Not only are they going to win every single championship. Okay, just kidding. But they're going to win one. Winning one.
5 years from now.
Within 5 years, they win an NBA championship. I'll bet on it.
How much?
Well, do I get like a 20-1 odds?
I don't even know. I don't...
What do you want to bet, Bill?
I can't even bet with you because I don't. That's just so. I don't know. JJ bet with him. You got to put.
How about this? If the Suns win, you got to get a Phoenix Suns championship tattoo.
Where?
On your chest.
Oh, my chest. I'll get it on my finger.
It's worse. All right, deal.
It'll rub off by then. But it's not going to happen, so I'm not even worried about it.
I hope they win the championship so bad.
And if they lose, you got to get Trailblazers tattoo on your shoulder.
Why a Trailblazers tattoo?
It's the first team that popped in my head.
Can I get a Damian Lillard tattoo?
I mean, that's what I was going to say first.
I'll get a full-body Damian Lillard tattoo on my back.
Oh, my God. Like the poster of him holding two balls like this and they're holding with his eyes whited out.
Like, and the balls will hit like the shoulder.
Yeah. You know,
like, that's what I'll do.
That would be a nice tattoo.
Yeah, it would be.
And it's official. Oh. It's on record.
Please, Phoenix.
Well.
I just bet on the Phoenix Suns, so I'm stupid.
And
oh, man.
And that has been.
Yeah, this has been it's been an adventure. Just like, the lottery last night and the Phoenix Suns over the last several years, and I just put a lot of stock in them. So, please go Phoenix. I don't want a tattoo on my back. So, this is tough.
Shout out Phoenix.
If we had to pick, though, who do we think is going to win the championship next year? If we had to pick.
Next year?
We have no idea who's going anywhere in free agency. You have no idea who's anyone's drafting other than maybe the first two picks. Who we pick? If we had to pick an NBA champion next year, who are we going with?
Golden State.
That's what I was going to say, but since you said it, I'm saying Houston Rockets.
I think their window's closed.
You think so?
I'm going to go Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
I'm going to...
Dude, if they don't have Giannis, then they're just...
Why would they not have Giannis?
Another, like, if he doesn't play his best game every time he goes out there, they're just another team in the East.
I don't know about that.
I think if they can re-sign Chris Middleton, which, is in question... And then maybe find one more solid player. But here's the thing: the great thing about the Bucks is you don't need to find a number one or two guy if you sign Middleton. You just need to find like a number three guy that can score or play defense, and you're fine. So that seems like all we have for the day. JJ is making arm motions.
He's doing that third base coach type.
I have right no now. Idea what he's doing. Do you have any idea, Bill?
Is that the steal sign?
Shout out to Piedmont for getting beat 16-6.
Oh, don't do that to him. Don't do that.
Oh, man. Well, that was the one last thought for the day.
Oh, well,
You want to elaborate more for the one last thought on the Piedmont loss today?
Yeah, they're what are they now, like 1-67 in state championship games?
We're getting a call to the bullpen.
At
Shane,
least they make it.
What are they? 1-6? They're 1-6.
Hey, at least they got into six of them.
That is true. I mean... Gotta make it. The Buffalo Bills did lose like four Super Bowls in a row, but they made it to the Super Bowl. I mean,
yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm just trying to find light in the darkness right now.
Yeah, I guess so. At least you got a good football team. So,
fluctuates every year.
All right. Well, that's all the time we got for the day. I'm Trent with Jay and Bill.
I'm forever a Bulldog.
This is episode 8 of the 1056 Sports Podcast. Tim Beckham, you always have a seat at the table. Please join us.
Go Wildcats.
That is all.
Yep.